A concept which today has evolved into an entire industry. Nebuki Yosef writes that, going back a couple hundred years, obviously, and Nebuki Yosef writes that the minig in France during his time was, when somebody had a chel in their house, somebody had somebody who was sick, they would go etel achalcham taifis yeshiva, they would go to the person who at the time was the gadol hador, and they would go to him and ask him to mivakish levrachim, some say to mivakish levrachim, some say levorachim. The concept was they would go to the gadol hador to ask him for a bracha to mispal on their chel. The chel himself couldn't travel, but someone in the family would go and travel on his behalf. The Rama passes this way, he brings it down the halacha, and he writes, Yisrael Shemish Yesh Lechel Lebeisoi, Yelech Eitzel Chacham Shebeir Shivakish Lebrachim. Now, the Rama quotes the Nebuki Yosef. However, even though he quotes it verbatim in Derech Yemoshe, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, he makes two small shinuim in the Lashon. Instead of saying Chacham Taifas Yeshiva, he says Eitzel Chacham Shebeir. He takes out the word Taifas Yeshiva and inserts instead the word Shebeir. Now, which means is, at those times, there's a Gadol Hador, and someone would go to the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador could be far off, he'd travel far away. The Rama clearly had the same gears that we had in Nebuki Yosef and decided to change it in Shulchan Aruch that the correct and hagah should be one need not necessarily go as far as the Gadol Hador. One can go to the Chacham Shabir. One should correctly, the correct and hagah is one should go to the Chacham Shabir. I've not seen anyone bring a source for where the Rama made the shinui from, but the Rama felt apparently it was the right halacha. Why? Now, if someone's talking about a case where they cannot go to the Gadol Hador, it's too far, it's beyond their capability, it's too far away, so it goes without saying. There's no point in saying Chacham Shabir. Obviously, you can only use what you have at your disposal. However, clearly, Chayyim was seen that they're most talking about a case where one could go to the Gadol Hador in Eretz Yisrael, far away, and even so, the hug is to go to the Chacham Shabir. Why is that? I don't know. I would surmise that maybe it's because there's a, maybe it's altogether established, the correct style is not to be running around the whole world, maybe. A different suggestion maybe is the proper bracha and the proper tefillah of a Gadol always is, or anybody, is because he understands who you are and he feels for you personally. Certainly, a Gadol Hador can have that sort of empathy for the Gan's Kal Yisrael, but the point is someone in your city knows who you are, he understands your personal situation, he can misspell on a much more personal level, and there's a particular potency to his tefillahs. Now, that's as far as the Gadol Hador. As far as a side note, this minig actually goes back much, much further. The Ramban in Parashat Yisrael notes that Yisrael asks Moshe, he says, what's Kal Yisrael doing? They're waiting for you the whole day. They're all lining up here. What's going on here? And the Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Ki Yavei Elai, the comes to me, literally Shalikim. So Pashup Shat, literally Shalikim means they come with all their shilas, they're coming with multitudes of shilas, and I have to answer their halachas. The Ramban says they would come to me for all sorts of reasons of me coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Literally Shalikim, the Hispal al Chaleim, they would come to Moshe Rabbeinu whenever somebody was sick in the Midbar, they would go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them. So this goes far beyond the Nebuki Yosef, it goes all the way back to the Midbar, and the Chein Hu Minigat Hayom. Now, that's as far as the Gadol Hador. What about a regular person? Someone comes over to you and says, do me a favor and Hispal for me. Someone in my family, they're sick. Right? Now, you're not a Rav, you're not a Gadol Hador, you're a regular person, you're kosher, fine, you're yid, there's nothing particularly unique. So, should one, you know, is it correct to say, look, there's nothing unique about me, why should I be davening? Or is it something that, you know, and you send him to the Gadol Hador after, to a Rav, should be here? Or should you yourself be misspelled? There's no harm done being misspelled, but there's a fascinating tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe writes that he's confronted by people all the time asking to daven. And Moshe, it's an amazing tshuva, Moshe writes, anybody who knows me knows that I'm not really a Talmud Chacham of note, I have no particular caliber where I could be giving brachas. He says, but I'm stuck. What should I do? He says, I tell people that, you know, I'm not really holding there. They're going to say, wow, such a Talmud Chacham, and an Anuv. He says, I'm stuck. I'm an Anuv. I have nothing to tell them. So Moshe says, look, I'm as good as anyone else in Klal Yisrael. Later on, he says a little different lesson. But he says, you know, so what about every person in Klal Yisrael? What should they do? And Moshe comes out. He says one very interesting ha'ara. He says, the mitzvah of Ikar Chaylim is built around the concept that when someone comes to Chaylim, they should be mispal. Shulchan Aruch says, clearly mentioned earlier, the primary function of Ikar Chaylim is to mispal on the Chaylim. He says, who's mechayv Ikar Chaylim? Every single year in Klal Yisrael. That means it's merit to every single person's tefillahs. That means if someone is sick in bed, everyone's mechayv to visit and daven him. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw value in the tefillah of each and every yachid. He goes so far as to say, he says, Nimtzel fi zeh, shemish mevakish mechaveroi. Mishu af odam pashat, the yai is a pashat guy, nothing fancy. Va'af eni nizhor b'mitzvah is kol kach. And the person you ask to daven, he's not even the biggest tzaddik, he's not so careful in mitzvahs. Va'af oid l'gerul me'elu. Yeah, someone who's even a lower dog, he does averus all the time. Ach, mumam b'shem yisbarach. A person is a mayim b'shem, and he's a good yid. He's a regular good yid. He has plenty of averus all the time, but he's a yid. He said, we don't know the schus that each person has. Every person has schus. Every person has their own unique schusim. Every single person in Klai has their own schus, and that person can be the person to bring the Yeshua. He said, Mele, you have a chiv. If you're aware that somebody is sick, you have a chiv to daven for him. He said that it's kol shkein, the person comes over to you and asks you personally for themselves. He said, bein, they come over to you personally, they come over to you b'ksav. You're mechuyev to go ahead and mispal for them. Basically, the idea, the concept is, you know, you have keys to rooms. Every key works a different room. A mole, somebody has a much bigger key. They have a key that's a master key. It can work for every lock in the building. But sometimes, even with a master key, there could be one lock that needs a different type of key. Right? So, G'dali Abdar have a much bigger key to mispal for people. Every yachid has his own key. But ultimately, there's some locks that require a specific type of key to open. And every yid in Klal Yisrael has his own particular key, so to speak, that nobody else can replicate. And that being the case, if someone asks you to misspell, you have to misspell it for him. Interestingly, the same point shows up in Hilchos Refuah. If someone asks a doctor to do a surgery, the halacha, if the doctor is a firm doctor, and there's another doctor available, he is not allowed to say, go to a different doctor. And the reason why is that every person has the ability to cure. It may very well be that he is the agent and not the other person. And by doing so, by pushing into a different doctor, he's endangering that chayla. Again, each person has to realize his own yechayla and capitalize on that.